This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, starting in verse 12, Paul says, "What I do, that I will do, so that I might cut off occasion from them with occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such," now such here, is talking about people that divide the church. "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Welcome to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. We're going to hear a timely message here today, something the Lord gave me about 2 weeks ago. Actually, I preached it a while ago, and the Lord put it on my heart a little while ago to preach this past Sunday at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. It's a look at how Satan comes in. You see, while men slept, the Lord Jesus said, Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and then went his way. Sometimes it's not as obvious as the tare among the wheat getting up with a gun and shooting all the church members. Sometimes it's a little more subtle than that, and the enemy's not quite as hostile as that. How do you know? How can you discern a tare among the wheat? That's what we're looking at here in this sermon. That's what we've been looking at. This is part three. To hear this whole thing, you can either go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, or to my website, which is WGODradio.com. Clicking on the link there for prior broadcasts, you can hear this whole sermon in its entirety. How can you spot a counterfeit in the church? This is part three now of this message. Enjoy this message now, Demons in Disguise.
Every church in America, except this one, has demons in disguise on the church rolls. Now, Donna will attest with me, this one doesn't, because they all left. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Now we've established the biblical fact that this is true. Let's turn to the solution, all right? You know, sometimes the tares just deceive you and mean to deceive you. Sometimes they kill you. I've got it written down to tell you before you walk out the door, and I'll say it now. You never know how you're going to leave this world, but this I know, no demon can touch you until your work on earth here is done. Write that down and take it with you. No one. No cancer can touch you. No slipping on a banana peel can touch you. No demon can walk through this door in disguise or with his pitchfork and tail and can take you out until your work here is done. Then you might slip on a banana peel. I don't know. But until that time, God's your rear guard. I call your attention once again to the comments made by this professor. I asked the guide, a native Syrian, if he knew of a plant which was apt to make its appearance among the wheat and which resembled it so much it could hardly be distinguished. from it. He replied it was very common, and he would show me a specimen. I like that sentence. I'll show you a specimen. Now hold that thought. Here's the rest of his statement, and then I'm going to show you a specimen as well. Soon after this, he pointed out to me some of this grass growing near our path. Afterwards, having once seen it, I found it in almost every field that I searched for it. And so it is in the spiritual realm as well. You see, once you see this, you'll find it in almost every field you search for it as well. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find this deceptive weed growing up alongside wheat. That is, you will find demons in disguise who have been transformed into ministers of righteousness wherever you go. Most of them that you'll find are going to be right here in this pulpit. Most demons in disguise you find are going to be standing right here, addressing you, people you trust. This is why I also call this sermon, we laughed about it before, this invasion of the body snatchers. Now, in that movie, these alien pods were taken over the earth by duplicating men's bodies when they slept. Do you remember that? Funny, you know, while men slept. Even in that movie, these alien pods would take over people. They would morph themselves into that body, and they were indistinguishable almost. Except for the people that knew them the most. In most cases, these people, it was their spouses that identified them because they knew them the most, the best. And by God, and you know, sort of like a bank examiner. The bank examiner is the one that can identify a counterfeit $20 bill much more than you and I can. Those that know the original will be able to tell the difference. Question. How can you recognize the real McCoy from the imposter? We've got the answer to that, don't we? It's found in Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 15. Not everyone who says to you, hallelujah, by the way, is a follower of Christ. Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Then he says this. This is Jesus speaking. You will know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Neither can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. So, how do you recognize an imposter? By their fruits. I mean, let's take me for an example. Your pastor, Pastor Paul. Where do I go? What do I watch? What's on the history on my computer? What do I watch on TV? What do I do for fun on Saturday night? If you ask my wife secretly, who's not here today, what I do for fun on Saturday night, Lord willing, she would tell you, I study ancient 2,000-year-old Greek manuscripts for fun. That's fun to me. That's what I do. It's what gets me wound up and excited for me to share the word with you here on Sunday. What you see with me is what you get. You will know them by their fruits. Look at the fruits of this fruitcake who went around killing these people now. Now, you see, his fruits are uncovered now, right? He's posing with the gun and all this other stuff. My point is, the Lord's point is proved once again. You will know people by their fruits. You will know who they really are by what they do. Way number two of recognizing an imposter. One who causes division. Always remember this statement. Perhaps write it in the margin of your Bible. Take it home with you. Remember this. The Holy Spirit unites and Satan divides. Me and Bill have been talking about this on the radio this week. And always, The Holy Spirit unites. This is what he does. The Holy Spirit's in the business of uniting people in Jesus' name. Look at the unity in this. There is one body and one spirit as you're called and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Unity. The ministry of the Holy Spirit of the living God is to unite people. Heaven forbid you apply this to politicians or presidents. I don't care who you are. When the smoke clears, what have you done? I'll know you by your fruits. Are you uniting people? You know, being somewhat of a history buff, I can remember, and I've read what Abraham Lincoln did in the face of great trouble when this country was in a horrific state. Remember what he did? He united people together in prayer. Franklin Delano Roosevelt did the same thing. At the brink of World War II, he prayed for people. You want to bring the country together? Try prayer. How's that? Pray. Don't set one people off against another. You're doing Satan's bidding. I'm not calling anyone by name. I'm calling you by your actions. If you unite people, you're doing the work of the Lord. If you divide people, you're doing the other person, the other guy's work. When a person constantly breaks the unity of the Spirit, they're not doing God's bidding. They're doing Satan's bidding. Some do it intentionally. Some do it unintentionally. How can I recognize an imposter? Number three, one who sows discord among brethren. Proverbs 6:16. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, yea, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, notice lies there twice, and one who sows discord among brethren. Once again, by their fruits you will know them. Last one on this list, liars in the church. As it says in John 8:44, Jesus said, "You are of your father, the devil." Habitual liars in the church. You know, God struck down Ananias and Sapphira for one lie to their pastor. He doesn't care too much for lying. When that describes you, then you're a tare and not a wheat. Habitual liars in the church.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
His spoken styles came. He spoke and lightning flashed and